Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are beginning the fourth chapter of Maseches Krisos. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph says, Safek ochal chalev, safek lo ochal. If there's a doubt whether or not somebody ate forbidden fats, vafilu ochal, but even if you know he ate it, safek yeshbo kashir, safek aimbo, and there's a question whether it was large enough to make him culpable or not, chalev v'shumin lefanav, or if he had prohibited fat and permitted fat in front of him, achal es echad mehen, if he ate one of them, ve'en yodua eza mehen achal, but he doesn't know which one he ate, ishto v'achoso imo babayas, or if he's home with his wife and his sister, shagag v'achas mehen, and he accidentally has relations with one of them, ve'en yodua be'eza mehen shagag, and he doesn't know with which one, Shabbos v'yom chol v'asa malacha ba'achas mehen, and if there's Shabbos and a weekday and he does form of labor on one of them, ve'en yodua be'ezu mehen asa, and he doesn't know on which day he did it, mevi asham taloi. In any of these cases, he brings a doubtful guilt offering. It's a guilt offering for when he doesn't know whether or not he did the sin. Let's look in the Bartonuro. Savik achal chelev, savik lo achal. If there's a doubt whether or not he ate the chelev, the hechi dummy, what's the situation? Kagon chelev v'shumin lefanav, there's forbidden fat and permitted fat in front of him. V'achol es echad mehen, and he eats one of them. Kidetani b'seifa, as it says in the end of the Mishnah. Uprusha kimafarish, and the explanation is, safek achol chelev, safek lo achol, the doubt of whether he ate the chelev or not, ketzad, how is that? Kagon shahaya chelev v'shumin lefanav, it's like when there's both chelev, the forbidden fat, and shuman, the permitted fat, in front of him. V'yesh kan iser kavua. So there's an established sin. We know that there is a prohibited item here. Avalam ha'yisal lefanav chaticha achas, but if there's only one piece in front of him, safik shehi chelev, safik shehi shuman, and there's a question of whether it's permitted or forbidden fat, va'achla, and he eats it, pater, in that case he would not bring a sacrifice, delo is kava isura, because there is no established presence of some prohibition. So it's only in a case of if he eats one, and we know that one of them is prohibited, not in a case where if he ate a piece, and it was the only piece, and he doesn't know whether or not it was prohibited. There has to be the presence of some known prohibition. Vafilu achal, even if he ate it, but he doesn't know how big it is. Vadai chelev, it's definitely prohibited fat. Safek yesh kezayas, but the question is it an olive size? Kagon shibashash achlu savar shumanhu. So that's like if at the time he ate it, he thought it was permitted fat. Varakakach nodalo shehu chelev, and afterwards he found out that it was prohibited fat. Vasafek yesh bo kezayas, safek einbo. So similarly the case of if there's a doubt that comes up as to whether or not it was an olive size, which is the minimum portion that would make him liable. Achles echad mehen, so if he ate one of them, ukesavar shumanhu, thinking that it was permitted. Va'akarkach, and afterwards, nodash echad hayachelev, he finds out that one of the two pieces that was lying there was prohibited fat. Veze eno yodea eza achal, and this guy doesn't know which one he ate. Mevi asham toloi, so in that case, he would bring the guilt offering out of doubt. Aval imbasha achila hayso lo safek, but if at the time he ate it, there was the doubt. He knew that one of them was prohibited, v'hazed, and he acted intentionally, v'achla misafik, and he ate it despite the doubt over which was prohibited and which was permitted, havi mezid upater. Then he acted intentionally, and he would not bring a sacrifice. Sacrifice is only for people who act unintentionally, and in this case, he would have acted intentionally. Shagag ba'achas mehen, and if he has his wife and his sister in the house, and he accidentally has relations with one of them and doesn't know which one, Kesavar zu ishto, thinking that it was his wife. V'akarchach, and afterwards, nistafik ezo mehen haisa. And it was only after the fact that a doubt arose as to which one it was. Mevi asham toloi. So in such a case, he would bring a guilt offering out of a case of doubt. Mishnah Beis. Kishem sheim achal chelev v'chelev v'helem echad enu chayev elachatas achas. Just like if someone eats two different portions of forbidden fat in one state of unawareness, he only brings a single sin offering. Kach alo hodesh lehen enu mevi ela asham echad. Similarly, if he has more than one situation where he doesn't know whether he did it, he would only bring a single guilt offering. im ha'yasa yadia ben tayim, but if he became aware in between doing it, so he ate one, found out that there was this doubt, then he ate another one. Kishem shehu maybe chatas al ko'achas va'achas, just like he would bring a sacrifice, a sin offering for each one in the case of known, kahu maybe asham toloi al ko'achas va'achas. Then similarly, if he became aware after every instance of eating something doubtful, he would bring a guilt offering for each one. Kishem shem achal chele v'dam v'nosar upigo behelam echad, just like if he ate forbidden fat and blood and leftover sacrifices and improperly offered sacrifices all in one state of unawareness, chayev al ko achas v'achas, he would have to bring a separate sin offering for each one. Kach al lo hoda shalehen mivi asham toloi al ko achas v'achas. Similarly, if he has a doubtful case, he doesn't know whether he did each of these things, he would need to bring a doubtful guilt offering for each one. Chele v'nosar lefanav. Now let's say there's two pieces of meat in front of him, and they are both prohibited. One is chalev, forbidden fat, and one is nosar, leftover sacrificial meat. Achal echad mehen, and he eats one of them, ve'en yodua eza mehen achal, and he doesn't know which one he ate. So he knows he ate something prohibited, but he doesn't know which prohibition he broke. Ishto nida, or let's say his wife is a menstruant, va'achoso imo babayas, and his sister, and the two of them are in the same house as him. Shagag ba'achas mehen ve'en yodua ba'eza mehen shagag, and he accidentally has relations with one of them and he doesn't know which one. Or Shabbos v'yom ha'kippurim, let's say it's not a case of acting on Shabbos or a weekday, but here it's either Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Va'asa malacha ben hashmashos, and he does some form of labor in that twilight time in between them. So he knows he did the labor either on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, but he doesn't know on which one. So in all of these cases, he definitely committed a sin, but he doesn't know what sin he did. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas. Rabbi Eliezer requires him to bring a sin offering because he knows for a fact that he committed a sin. Rabbi Yeshua poter. But Rabbi Yeshua does not require him to do so. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Lo nechaku al ha'osa malacha bein hashmashos shehu pater. Rabbi Yossi says that these two Tanayim do not disagree in the case of one who performs a malacha in the twilight time between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, that he does not bring a sacrifice. Shani omer, because I say, he says, Miktsas malacha asa mehayom u'miktsas el machar. Says that half of the malacha could have been done on the previous day and half on the subsequent day. We know that it switches from Shabbos to weekday, or in this case from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, sometime during that gray twilight time, but we don't know when. So it's entirely possible he didn't do the whole malacha on either day, in which case he would not be liable to bring a sacrifice. So if that's the case, ve'alma nechalku, what did they disagree on? Al ha'ose betoch hayom, he does it during the day, so he knows that it's daytime, ve'en yodua im b'Shabbos asa ve'im b'yom ha'kippurim asa. And he just doesn't happen to know whether he did it on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. So he definitely did it on one of those days. He doesn't know which one. O'al ha'osa ve'en yodua me'en ezu malacha asa. Or if he did it, and he knows he did it, but he doesn't know what malacha he did. So these are the cases of doubt where they would disagree as to whether or not he has to bring a sin offering. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas. Rabbi Eliezer requires it. Rabbi Yeshua putter. And in this situation, Rabbi Yeshua does not require it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Potro haya Rabbi Yeshua af me'asham taloi. He says, not only does Rabbi Yeshua exempt him from a sin offering for the definite sin, he even exempts him from the guilt offering for the doubtful sin. So in this situation, Rabbi Yeshua says he wouldn't bring any sacrifice. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. So we said, just like the case of a chatas for a known sin, kachal lo hodesh elahen, similarly for the doubtful situations involving them, kagon achal shtei chatikos, for example, he ate two pieces of meat, kesavor sheshtehem shumen he, thinking that both of them were permitted fat, v'akachach, and afterwards, noda shekol achas mehen safik, he found out that each one of them was actually doubtful. Enu mevi el asham talei echad. He would only bring one guilt offering. So he ate two pieces of meat. Maybe this one is shuman. Maybe this one is chalev. Maybe the other one is shuman. Maybe the other one is chalev. It could be they're both shuman. Could be they're both chalev. Nevertheless, he only brings one guilt offering. Hovelo nodalo ben achila achila shesafik chalev achal, because it did not come to his attention in between eating the two pieces that there was a question of whether they were forbidden fat or not. V'im hayesa yodia beintayim, but if it comes to his attention that there's a doubt in between them, yodia safek, doesn't come to his attention that it is chalev, it comes to his attention that there's a doubt that it might be chalev. So kishem shehu mevi chatas al ko achas va'achas. So just like in a definite case, he would bring a sin offering for each one. Im hayisa yediyas vaday beintayim. If he found out for sure it was chalev in between them, chach b'yediyas safek. Similarly, in the case of finding out there's a doubt, mevi shtei ashamos taluyin. He would bring two doubtful guilt offerings. Chalev v'nosar lefanav. So let's say there's two forbidden things, forbidden fat and leftover sacrifices in front of him. V'savar d'shneihem shumin shel heter. And he thinks that both of them happen to be permitted, non-sacrificial, okay to eat pieces of fat. Or, ishto nida v'achoso ima babayis. His wife, who is a menstruant, and his sister are both with him in the house. Bo'al achas mehen, and he has relations with one of them. K'savar levo al ishto tahora. Planning to have relations with his wife in a state of purity. And first he finds out that his wife is in fact having her period at the time. And then he finds out he doesn't even know with which one he had relations. So he intended to do a permitted thing and only afterwards found out that he did one of two impermissible things. Or if somebody does malacha in the twilight time between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Kisavar Cholhu, thinking that it's a weekday. Rabbi Eliezer Machayev Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer requires him to bring a sin offering. Mimanavshach, because in either case, Im Chelev Achel Chayev, if he ate forbidden fat, then he's required to bring it. Vim Nosar Achel Chayev, and if he ate leftover sacrificial meat, he would be required. V'chein Kulam, and in all these situations, whatever he did, he definitely did something impermissible and would be required to bring a sin offering. Rabbi Yeshua poter, but Rabbi Yeshua does not require it. The Gavei Chatas Ksiv, because regarding the sin offering, it says, Asher Chatabo, the sin that he did, Al Shiyavadalo B'machata. So he has to confess regarding that which he did. So you can't bring a sin offering, according to Rabbi Yeshua, unless you know the sin you're bringing it for. And there's more in this part, Neuro, but let's skip ahead. So now we have Rabbi Yossi saying that they actually don't disagree in the case of Bein Hashmashos, the twilight time between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Sha'ani Omer, because I say, Chatzi Shur HaMalacha Nasis B'Shabbos, half the Malacha was done on Shabbos, V'chatzi Shur B'Yom HaKippurim, and the other half was done on Yom Kippur, V'ein Kan Chiyuv Chatas, and while this is still prohibited, one would not bring a sacrifice in such a case. Skipping a bit more, in all these cases, not only does Rabbi Yeshua not require him to bring a sin offering, but Potro Haya Rabbi Yeshua Af Me'asham Taloi. He doesn't even require him to bring the guilt offering out of doubt. Degabai Asham Taloi Ksiv, because regarding an Asham Taloi, the doubtful sin offering, it says, Kisechata Velo Yada. It says that he sins and doesn't know. Prat Lezeh Sheyada Shechata. It excludes this person who knows that he sinned. Ela She'ein Hachet Mesuyim, but it's not clear what sin that he did. V'chatas nami lo mechayev, and he also doesn't bring a sin offering, sh'afalpi sheyada shechata mimanavshach, because even though he knows that he definitely did some sin, mikol makom lohuvru lo b'machata. Nevertheless, what sin he did has not been made clear to him. So he gets off on a technicality, he knows he sinned, but he doesn't know what sin, and therefore neither sacrifice is appropriate. There's more here, but we'll stop. Join us tomorrow, when we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.